many years ago, this was a privately owned site. I think it was William Davis, I might stand corrected, that owned this site, and it was earmarked for employment development. In 2016, the County Council acquired the site, in part because it wasn't going anywhere. The County Council wanted to support local job creation, it wanted to support a better GVA to create a gross value added for Market Harbour and the Harbour District. So with good intention, the County Council acquired the site, and as you can see, the first phase has already been built out. That is a carpentry company that was located within the district, but they needed to grow. And we've provided the space for them to grow in, and they're a successful business operating from this current site. This particular phase is about 80,000 square feet of potentially 12 units that will allow existing businesses that have either started in the harbour area but probably need to grow in the harbour area to grow into. The alternative is those businesses will leave the Harbour District, they will go elsewhere where there is space, and we lose out on the employment opportunities there and obviously the economic value they add to the area. So the County Council are intervening now to build out these grow out space, which there is a huge demand for, and hopefully the future's bright for Market Harbour and the Harbour District because of it.
It's obviously quite an investment at a time when the cash is tight.
Yeah, and it's a difficult concept, I appreciate, for people to get around, but by investing in property and other assets, we can create a yield, a revenue that can go right back into supporting frontline services. This year is the first year that the County Council has had no grant from central government. That means that the County Council has had to become far more creative as to how it generates its revenue to support all the frontline services that many people have become accustomed to and in many cases they need.
And the bottom line is that hopefully when this is filled out you'll be making money through the rent.
There will be a business case, and it wouldn't be proposed or it wouldn't be being delivered unless it was going to deliver a return to the County Council. So there is a large asset portfolio at the County Hall that is currently generating revenue that gets ploughed right back into frontline services, and this will do the same. It's not the only employment site that's been supported in the county by the County Council, but I'm particularly pleased that the County Council have taken an interest and decided to invest in the Harbour Town area, the Harbour District, and potentially it will create 200 new jobs and, like I say, most importantly, allow businesses that have either started here or need to grow here to remain in the harbour area rather than going elsewhere.
And just finally, is this a rival to the Harbour Council development at the other end of town? Obviously they're building a grow-on centre.
No, it's not. I mean, we've identified there is a need for grow-out space. We have the Innovation Centre behind us here, which, by the way, the Leicestershire County Council supported back in the day. And the Leicestershire County Council are part of the LEP, which have supported the other development over the other side of the town. But they serve different purposes. This is about businesses needing to grow rather than be incubated, and as we know, there's many businesses that are in a position, quite thankfully, that they need to grow, and hopefully this particular development will service their needs.